This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. They say April showers bring May flowers. Well, here in the Basin, we like to say April showers, along with winter snow, bring agriculture back to life. Well, we certainly got our share of rain on Monday, didn't we? And a ton of mountain snow in the Cascades, which is always welcome. Unlike last year at this time, you can look north toward the mountains and see those snow-capped peaks. Remember last year? No white stuff at all on the mountaintops to the north. I see the A Canal has been filled with water in anticipation of irrigation season. That is a good sign. But how long until the federal government makes a mess of our agriculture community once again? Only they know the answer to that question. After the COVID pandemic in 2020 and 2021, I would point out it was almost borderline criminal to cut back on irrigation water for our ag community during those years. I mean, it was tough enough for anyone to survive, but did the feds take into account with their water decisions? Well, of course they didn't. They are paid the same whether it's a good year or a bad year or even a pandemic year. In their opinion, so what? I was at a meeting the other day, and as a business owner here in the Klamath Basin, I was asked how I would rate our community and what our community will be like in the next few years. Well, my answer was predictable. We have a great community with amazing access to all kinds of outdoor recreation. Fishing, hunting, hiking, boating, birding, you name it, our outdoor recreation is second to none. I also pointed out that our cost of living is very low in the basin, and we could grow by leaps and bounds and not be congested because of how the basin is laid out. We don't rely on one single road like Bend and Medford, and getting around here is easy. We also have the new F-15 training base out at Kingsley Field, which is the only one in the United States. We have clean air, clean water, and a good, solid community spirit. Pressed further, they asked me what the basin will be like in the next few years. My answer? Who knows? Ask the federal government, and for that matter, the state government. Between the two of them, they just seem hell-bent on killing our community by any and all means possible. Get them out of our hair? Well, then the sky's the limit in the Klamath Basin. But back to water. I mean, who knows? Will the federal government give our ag community enough to get by this year? Or will they continue their onslaught toward our farmers and ranchers? I mean, who knows? I don't even know that they know. But come November, we will need a strong Oregon governor to fight for us. So remember that. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.